Well, good morning, Pittsburgh. Welcome to the journey. My name is Ron Moore, and it's my privilege to meet you here every day on Word FM, Monday through Friday, and consider God's Word together. We are studying through Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. This is from the Sermon on the Mount, the greatest sermon ever preached by the greatest preacher who ever lived. And during this time, we are coming to you live because our country, our community is going through some challenging times. And we want to look at a passage today that reminds us that we can trust in God, that we can put worry aside, and that we can know that God is in control of everything going on in our lives. There is a segment of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34, that reminds us, don't be anxious. Don't worry about the things going on around us. And I know that's easier said than done. So we're working our way through this passage and learning how we can put worry aside and replace it with courage and fearlessness and the strength that we need for the journey. I want to read Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34, make a few comments on the first section, reviewing some things we talked about yesterday, and our focus today will be verses 31 through 34. Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, or about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather in the barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you this, even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown in the oven, will he not clothe you, O you of little faith?" Yesterday, we talked about how we can grow our faith. And one of the things we said we can do is to read and study and believe the Word of God. And I just wanted to give you some passages of Scripture that you can take and that you can jot down and that you can review, and the promises of God that just remind us that He is our God and we can trust Him. Here's how we build our faith: by reviewing and absorbing and believing the promises of God. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6, "Be anxious in nothing, but in all things through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." 1 Peter 5, 7, "Cast all your care on Him, for He cares for you." Cast your care on Him. He cares for you. Isaiah 41, 10, "Do not fear, God says, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Don't fear, I am your God." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Therefore, I am well content with weakness, for when I am weak, then I am strong." Here are a few more. Proverbs 3, 5 through 5 and 6, this is a familiar one. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." Lean not on the news accounts. "In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your path." Some of you are without work or you're fearful that your job's going away. I just want to remind you of this psalm, Psalm 37, 25. David said, "I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their descendants begging for bread." Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. "And not only this, but we exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So we don't need to worry. We can trust God. He knows exactly what we need. Just cling to the promises of God. At the end of our time, I want to send you a book filled with those promises and devotions that go along with each promise that will help you on your journey. So let's look today at chapter 6, verses 31 through 34. Let me read these passages, and then we'll start working our way through. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Now, this passage deals with worry, anxiety, deep concern. We've all experienced it, and I have no doubt many of us are experiencing it now. Many of you listening are experiencing this challenges that we have regarding worry and anxiety. We have the coronavirus going through our country. We don't know how it's going to spread. We don't know where it's going to spread. We are being careful. We are in our area at this point, shelter in place. We're not moving around a lot. And sometimes being alone and not being with other people can cause us even more anxiety. So we know what worry is about. And in this passage, Jesus brings us back to the truth. He brings us back to remind us that our trust is always in the Lord. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things. Now, it's interesting that Jesus says the Gentiles seek after these things. The Gentiles were those who were godless. They didn't know God. So Christ is contrasting the believer. You're not to worry about what you eat or drink or wear. And then to get our attention, he makes this radical contrast. He adds, that's what the Gentiles do. That's what people do who are without God. That's what people do who have no Heavenly Father. You see, the Gentiles are, in Scripture, the godless one. They have no revelation of God. They don't know who God is. They have no relationship with God, and they have no theology. They have no truth of God. No revelation, no relationship, no truth. So they do what comes naturally. Their inclination is set on the empty pursuit of things. That's what the Gentiles seek after. They're seeking after, in verse 31, food and drink and clothing. And Christ kind of wraps this all up to say that the Gentile seeks after things of this earth. They are seeking after material things. But the aim of the Heavenly Father, God's, the aim of every believer is to seek after the Heavenly Father. The aim of every believer, in contrast to the Gentiles seeking after earthly stuff, is to seek after heavenly things. Look at the end of verse 32. The Gentiles seek after all this stuff, whether it's pleasure or possessions, material goods, finances, money, whatever. The Gentiles seek after the things of the earth. And your Heavenly Father knows that you need them all. So think about what Jesus is saying. He's saying you belong to the Heavenly Father. And you don't have to spend all your life in the aimless pursuit of possessions. You see, your Father knows exactly what you need. And your Heavenly Father will give you exactly what you need. You don't have to spend all your time trying to do things that make you happy. because your Heavenly Father knows what you need. He knows what truly brings satisfaction. He knows what truly makes you happy. See, you don't have to live your life trying to get ahead, trying to impress others, trying to be accepted, because your Heavenly Father knows exactly what you need. In Christ, you are safe. Remember, safe with two S's. You are significant. And you are secure. You are accepted. You are forgiven. And you are empowered. My Heavenly Father, the one who brought me to Himself through Jesus, I've been bought with a price. My Heavenly Father knows exactly what I need. He knows what I need physically. He knows what I need emotionally. He knows what I need spiritually. He knows during times like this, we need courage. We need strength. We need comfort. When our heart leans toward anxiety and fear and worry. Now, in chapter 6, verse 33, Christ continues that thought of the Gentiles eagerly seeking temporal things. And he says, believer, if you really want to seek something, if you really want to aim for something, if you really want to strive for something, if you really want to put a desire in your heart, if you really want to set your sights on something and pursue it, here it is. Instead of running after the goals of the godless, Jesus says this, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these other things will be added to you. Seek the greater things, and God will give you all the lesser things. The goal of the godly is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is a favorite phrase of Jesus. He's recorded as using it 54 times in Matthew alone. And the kingdom of God is simply this. A kingdom is where a king rules or a king reigns, right? So when we seek the kingdom of God, we are seeking a life where God is in charge. Just think about that. When we are seeking the kingdom of God, we're seeking a life where God is reigning and ruling as the king of our life. I believe we can best understand Christ's use of the kingdom here by understanding the kingdom in this way. Above all, Jesus says, above all, seek the life where God is reigning supreme. Allow God to be the king of your life. Allow Him to be the sovereign in your life. Allow Him to be the one who gives you everything you need. Allow Him to be the one you trust in. Allow Him to be the one you cling to. Allow Him to be the one your life is focused on. Allow God to rule in your heart. In the psalm, the psalmist says this, that God is our refuge and strength. So we focus on Him. He's our refuge and strength. Psalm 46, a very present help in time of trouble. And therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, because God is sitting on the throne. We're seeking His kingdom. We won't fear though the mountains are moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. And then in chapter Psalm 46, verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and behold the works of the Lord, how He has brought desolations to the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow, shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. And then listen to this, be still and know that I am God. When we seek God's kingdom, the place where God rules and reigns, we can be still and we can know that He is God. He's going to give us everything we need to do what He's called us to do. God's on the throne. Seek first his kingdom and seek his righteousness. Righteousness here is living a life that pleases God. We seek his kingdom. That means we want to know him intimately. We want to serve him faithfully. And we seek his righteousness. We want to do what he calls us to do. Now, as believers, how can we know what God wants us to do? Well, the answer is simple, isn't it? It's we have to be in God's word on a daily basis. We have to be reading God's word every day. In 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, it tells us that God's word instructs us, it rebukes us, it corrects us, and it trains us. Just think about that. God's word instructs us. It tells us the route to go. It rebukes us. It tells us when we get off the track. It then corrects us and puts us back on the track. And then it trains us to stay where we should be on the track. Here at the Bible Chapel, we believe that a Christian, one who follows Jesus, should be really grounded in their life. They should be in the Word, and they should understand what it looks like to serve God and to know him and to seek his kingdom and his righteousness. We have a study called Living Grounded, and we'd love to offer that to you. You can just email us at the Bible Chapel. You can go on our website. You can email Ron Moore at BibleChapel.org. And we'd love to get you acquainted with this study called Living Grounded. Living Grounded is helping a person become grounded in the essentials of the Christian faith, the foundational truths of the Christian faith. It's a study. It's a 12-session study that helps you understand who God is, who Christ is, who we are in Christ, how the Holy Spirit works in our life, how the community, the church, how it works in our lives, how we can know God's will, how we can live a life of legacy and really leave behind the rich truths of God to our family, live a life that invests in eternal things. And we'd love you to be a part of that. If your church would like to go through it, we'll train the leaders to go through Living Grounded. And man, we would love to just to share that with you and help you get grounded in God's word. That's what Jesus is telling us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Pursue, seek first, above all other things, the kingdom of God, the place where God is ruling and reigning in your life, and his righteousness. Do those things. Seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and then look at this promise that Jesus gives us. And then all these things will be added to you. All the things we desire in our lives. All the things we want to happen in our life. His kingdom, seeking it, we want to know him. Seeking his righteousness, we want to serve him. And then all the promises, all the things we need will be given to us. So we're going through a difficult time. We know that. We don't know how, there's some unknowns. We don't know exactly how long this coronavirus is going to be around. We don't know how it's going to spread. And so we worry can really come and take over our hearts. But we want to be those who chase worry away by looking at the promises of God, by seeking the kingdom of God, by seeking his righteousness. And we know when we do that, everything we need, God will provide for us. Do you really believe that? Do I really believe that? That God's in charge, that we can focus on him, that we can trust in him, that he'll give us everything we need to do what he's calling us to do. You know, I have mentioned in the last couple of days, one of the elders at our church, a guy named Ken Gorton, passed away. And I was just reflecting back over some texts that that Ken and I exchanged. And as I looked, I just saw these themes. One day he said, his presence is always with me in a text. His presence is always with me. Another day he talked about his trust in the Lord. Another day he talked about after he got some difficult news, he said, you know, some challenging news, but my faith does not waver. And when we are seeking God's kingdom and when we're seeking his righteousness, then God's giving us everything we need. It's not just the physical needs, but he's giving us our spiritual needs. He's reminding us that he loves us and he cares for us and he's our heavenly Father. And we can trust him and he'll never disappoint us and he'll never let us down. And he gives us emotional needs. Our hearts are filled with anxiety. Our hearts are filled with fear. And he chases that away. And he fills our heart with courage. He fills our heart with his strength. He fills our heart with his comfort. We can always trust him to give us exactly what we need. This passage ends with verse 34. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So here I believe Jesus is just saying that you can increase your faith day by day. Increasing your faith is a day by day process. Trust God today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Sure, you plan for tomorrow and you take precautions for tomorrow. But worrying about all the things of tomorrow, we can't handle all that. Just trust him today. Don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. We have no control over that. So growing my faith day by day is knowing that God never changes. The same God who took care of me yesterday is the same God who'll take care of me today. And the same one who is taking care of me today is the same God who's going to take care of me tomorrow. As I trust God every day, as I see him watching over me, taking care of me, providing with everything I need, that just bolsters my faith for tomorrow. The God in the past is a God who protects me and guides me and gives me everything I need today. The God of the present is a God who protects me and guides me and will give me everything I need tomorrow. See, circumstances in our life are going to change. They always are. It's the coronavirus now. It's going to be something else later on in our life. Difficulties will come. Everyone will have his or her share of trouble. But day by day, God will take care of everything I need when I seek him first, when I seek to know him intimately, and when I seek to desire my desire to serve him faithfully. He's the God of the past. He's the God of the present. He's a God of the future. The past belongs to him, and my anchor is there. The present belongs to him, and that's where I live. The future belongs to him. And I know wherever I'm going, God is already there and he's preparing the way, giving me everything I need to do what he's called me to do. We want to help you in this journey. We know it's a challenging one. And if you'll go to prayer@biblechapel.org, we have a book for you. It's called Refuge: Devotions for Finding Strength and Comfort. And what I've done, I've taken about 88 Bible passages, and I've written a little devotion with them, and you can download that free of charge. We just want to get it in your hands. prayer@ronmoore.org, and you can use it and share with others. We want you to be in God's Word, and we want you to be encouraged by God's Word. It's always a privilege for me to join you here on the journey. We're going through some challenging times, but we know God is in control, and He'll always be in control, and we can keep our focus on Him. So allow His strength and His comfort to chase your worries away. Stay in His Word. Read His promises. Meet us here every day as we focus on this great God that we love and we serve, and the God who gives us everything we need to do what He's calling us to do. Lord, that's our prayer. We are asking You to drive away the fear, to drive away the worry, and to bring into our hearts Your confidence, Your peace, Your courage, so that we can be those who seek Your kingdom and Your righteousness, knowing that You'll give us everything we need to do what You're calling us to do. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for joining us on the journey. We'll see you next time.